Gentlemen, to another exciting edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y because that's the most important question, apparently. The Great British Lawful Rebellion has begun, apparently. When tyranny becomes law, lawful rebellion becomes duty. By invoking Article 61 of Magna Carta 1215, we will lawfully restore our country's sovereignty and the supreme precedence of common law. I see you stand like greyhounds in his slips, straining upon the start. The game's afoot. From Shakespeare's Henry V. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the middle of a crisis within a crisis that has been bred off the ill-begotten sons of other crisis, all culminating together in this mega uber, simultaneous, packaged, freeze-dried, foil-wrapped, plastic-sealed, ultra-fast broadband, RFID'd, Monsanto growth hormoned, extremely sweet fructose injected, fluoridated, chlorinated, mustard gassed, irradiated, stomped on, pooed on, and served. That is our future. And gosh dang it, it tastes good, and it looks good too, and I want to buy more of them. Oh yes. Oh, yes. Because they put the bright colours in all the advertisements and they put all the very, very tasty looking things on the screens all day long. You can't avoid them. They draw your eye. Everybody is under this influence consistently. Well, particularly if you're in a urban area, which is why, for some reason, a lot of people are getting out of the cities. I don't know, it's just among my circles and stuff, it seems to be a self-evident truth. A lot of people think that there's something bad going to go down in all the cities, man. Especially with this new debt ceiling being lifted. What does that mean, I wonder? What does it mean to lift the ceiling of debt? Does that mean that your ceiling is basically going to cave in on you unless you're like putting yourself underneath it to hold it up? So you're basically trapped. You've got this massive ceiling of debt pinning you against the floor and you can't wriggle free and you can't get it off your back. You can only give up more ground in order to keep it at bay. It's impossible for this kind of nonsense to continue. And, of course, all these threats come out about, you know, shutting down the economy and it'll be martial law. And this happened a few years ago when the first banker bailout bill swallowed up a huge portion of the economy and gave it away in tax breaks and bonuses to people who are already ridiculously wealthy. Why would that stimulate the economy? If anything, it just consolidates the economy into even more fewer and fewer hands because you're stealing from everybody. And I can call it stealing because when you're a central bank and you've been basically given the, well, constitutionally illegal ability of a private corporation to make money out of thin air, then that's stealing. And if it ain't stealing, it's certainly fraud, which is the same freaking thing. Because you're not being honest about it. And you're getting a disordinate amount of reward for doing absolutely nothing of value. These people are the worst, worst kind. And what I'm ashamed to say is that I meet very, very nice people who are loving and caring and otherwise, who think that eugenics is still a good idea. You know, it's like they've got this this pin on the whole human race. Why? What did the human race do to you that was so bad? To make you hate everybody enough to want to take their children away? So many people are getting freaking crazy, and I'm pretty certain they're going to get a little bit more crazy than they already are. You know, it's kind of subdued at the moment. But when families can't feed their kids and going out and stealing food becomes a reality of life, the most dangerous person you'll ever encounter is a father with hungry kids. That's it. People will cry out for some kind of suppression. And then they've got you. Unless, of course, you saw it coming, because it was just so bleeding obvious. You know, telltale signs. See somebody who's walking down at you and they're kind of a bit wobbly, and they've got no hair, and their skin looks kind of a bit yellowed. And they don't look in a good way, but they're trying to keep a brave face or something like that. Chemotherapy. You know, the telltale signs are right there. Pretty straightforward. But if, heaven forbid, you define your politician as having the telltale signs of a psychopath, you heralded some description of sycophantic left-wing rivalry starting conspiracy theorist. Oh, you just don't know what you're talking about because you haven't been doing business for 50 years like I have. It's like, well, mate, sure enough, the world's changed since then and everybody's has a different experience. And I'm willing to listen to yours. But are you willing to listen to mine after 50 years of business? Maybe not. Who knows? If we can't agree on something, let's find something we do agree on. Do you feel like everybody should have the right to have their own kids if they really want to? Yeah, sure. You know, it's the right of every parent, isn't it? Unless, of course, you want to get technical about it and say, ooh, what if this person has these genetic defects, which means that some of their children might be born autistic? Say, well, it depends. A lot of autistic people grow up to have happy lives. But that's up to the individual to make that choice. We can't really make that choice that will affect somebody's entire life for them without them having a say in it, or the final word for that matter. So I don't get about the medical industry, man. Everybody's on the payroll, basically. That's how it works. You know, cousin's a nurse, and he says, man, nurses, they're in the healthcare industry, right? But, mate, they do not know anything about health. You know, they're all drinking hard out, smoking hard out, taking medications and that kind of thing, getting prescriptions. They're basically living the doped out dream. And some of them do take it very, very seriously. But at the end of the day, when they're off hours, they're off hours. And I got no problem with that. I think everybody has their right to their own lifestyle outside of work hours. Just do not bring that to work. Okay, because you endanger people's lives. That's how seriously somebody really needs to take the idea of health. For example, government here in New Zealand has passed a whole raft of budget cuts. As they do, they make sure to cut all the things out that make people self-sustainable. For example, there was 670 schools that had their programs cut where they were teaching kids to grow vegetables as part of their general classwork, that kind of thing. Cut. Among hundreds of other different cuts from all over the country. You know, I once had a list, and it's a laundry list. And the list is yet to be complete. You have absolutely no effing clue, do you? These people are taking everything from you, all in plain sight, all available by access on the internet. You can see precisely what they're doing. Never mind the intention. Have a look at the effect and then apply the logic. Why would somebody do this if the knock-on consequences are very, very obvious and very, very dire? Why would somebody then just go ahead and do that and ignore all advice to the contrary? Well, if you were trying to think of it in a rational way, you probably wouldn't be able to come up with an answer, to tell you the truth. But if the idea was that this person was in fact a psychopath, then the answer becomes kind of obvious. It's like, whoa, they're cutting the community's ability to support themselves. They're cutting the law's ability to protect people from police officers. They're cutting everything that it means to be human out of the equation. Having these smart meters go up everywhere. They know when you're home. They know when you go to sleep. They know when you're watching TV, when you're at your computer. They know when you're accessing the internet. Everything is going to become more and more tightly surveilled. And covertly, we're already ridiculously tightly surveilled. You know, you come up on red flag lists for virtually everything that you do or listen to or whatever, apparently. There's these things like the carnivore program, I believe, and various other myriads of military, industrial, and intelligence agency surveillance programs and front companies and the whole works. Like, basically, it sounds like a movie, and that's because they're the people who do tell the movie people what to put in their movies. I hide you in plain sight. It's a remarkably complex scam, and that's why people don't believe it, because they think, oh my goodness, that's too complicated. No, it's actually quite simple. Bunch of psychopaths have basically screwed everybody over that would ever oppose them covertly over time. You know, there's been certain assassinations and certain wars and countries and legislation passed where they're able to gain control of money supply and project dominance over regional governance. Okay, that's all that it is. People are taking control of the money supply and use that ability to take control of regions, countries, play people off against each other, okay? They own both sides. That's actually how simple it is, all right? But they came up with a great idea of how to hide this simple idea. Rings within rings within rings. Compartmentalization. You do not need to control everybody who works at a company. you only need to insert one person in a position, like on an important boardroom decision, okay? One person of trust that would do precisely what he's told. Because he's part of another boardroom that's separate from the one at that corporation. And in that boardroom, there's a couple of other people. And they don't know what they do, or maybe they do. And each and every one of those people is also part of another corporation. Okay? And then there's another one up above them where there's only three people. And they're all part of a group of the same size, 10 or 5 or 10 people. Okay? So on and so forth. So you've got such a distance of power that it becomes virtually impossible to figure out who's connected with who or which organizations are co-opted. And this is why a lot of conspiracy theorists actually become conspiracy theorists as opposed to conspiracy factualists. Okay, there's plenty of people out there who do their research, who come up with some stellar stuff and do not, accuse people blindly. Now, kind of like conspiracy theorists giving other conspiracy theorists a bad name, that's the same phenomenon that we've got going on here. Isn't it interesting? Now, it doesn't matter what paradigm you're in, there's always somebody who wants to cling on to the previous one. You know? It's like you can leave your accusations behind and just think about your thoughts and what you feel about the world. What's important to you? How can you freaking contribute? It doesn't matter about anybody else because it all lies within. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, podcast. Click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com going out on AM FM stations all across America and indeed the world in the KGB sense of the word. My very special guest, who has just decided to so eloquently join us at the last minute, is Pam Killeen. And she's fabulous. Here's the thing, Pam. You're so fabulous that I can't introduce you properly. So I'm going to have to ask you to introduce yourself to the audience.
Not a problem. Listen, it's so great to talk to you, Vinny. I always love being on your show. Anyway, my name is Pam Killeen, and my first book I co-authored with Dr. Mercola, and it's called The Great Bird Flu Hoax. And last year I wrote a book called Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. And it's basically about the rise in addictions that we're seeing in society today and how it's crippling societies. It's our number one health problem. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody has any really tangible solutions for it. So I decided to do my own investigative work and go out and find people who actually have real solutions for this problem.
So let's talk about what's happening right now, today. What's the biggest story in regards to this? Because as far as I know, they've always trying to pull some kind of like flu or disease scare or something like that. Like, it's Spanish cucumber flu. Oh, it's... it's scary camel spit flu. It's terrorism, swine chicken flu.
Right. Well, you know what I can see happening in boardrooms today is the CEOs of all these vaccine companies, of course, sitting around conjuring up some sort of new pandemic that will never happen, of course. But they'll come up with a whole media campaign. They'll send out very, very sophisticated looking, public press releases. They'll get all sorts of people who are representatives of the vaccine industry who have, white jackets, have PhDs beside their names. And they'll say that this is going to be real, this is going to happen, and, you know, it's going to be the same thing. They've been doing it, this type of fear-mongering for many, many decades now. I've got, you know, information back in the 1950s when they were trying to do this type of fear-mongering campaign, and when you actually look at the hard data, you find out that there really wasn't any excessive numbers of the flu anywhere when they were saying it was a pandemic. 1957, 1968, in the 1970s. Again, it was just, there's a very clear pattern for these types of campaigns.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a pandemic that basically just never left home, you know, like a bed pandemic. All right. The question I was really trying to ask, though, was just of very, very recent times, considering, you know, everybody's kind of got a short memory, apparently. are there any late hoaxes that they're trying to pull off?
You know what? I haven't seen any red flags of late. I hear whispers of things that might come up in the fall, you know, when they want to scare us into lining up for the flu vaccine. But really, you know, what we need to, I think, convey to the audience is that our big epidemic, our big pandemic is this addiction problem. And if you want to talk about something recent in the news that just brings this to light, of course, is the death of Amy Winehouse and so many other celebrities that we've been listening and hearing about now for many, many years. I mean, if they really want to spend money on what's really killing society, what's really crippling society, it is going to be this, you know, the substance abuse problem that we have today, coupled with, of course, so many other types of addictions, which would be known as process addictions or more behavior-oriented addictions, like your sort of gaming addictions and things like that. Gambling, all sorts of others, all sorts of those types of problems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think that it seems like, well, to me anyway, health itself has kind of gone off the shelf. You know, it's almost as if our awareness of it has been purposefully pushed out of people's knowledge base. You know, it's did anybody really teach people a whole bunch about it in school? No, maybe you got one period a week, maybe like 50 minutes a week of it, as opposed to five periods a week of, say, English and science and all of that kind of stuff. Health was considered something to be in the background, you know, something you don't, oh no, you don't need to worry about your health, you'll be sweet as, you know, drink up, smoke up, it'll be all G unit.
Well, you're absolutely right. We've been totally detached from, you know, what we need to do to be healthy, or what we need to do to, you know, cure illness. We've been totally detached from those types of situations for many, many years. If you look at primitive cultures, of course, they knew exactly what to do to be healthy. The elders in society knew exactly what they needed to eat in order to be healthy, and it was the elders in societies where the young people would turn to them to learn about nutrition, to learn about these very fundamental principles. And if you look around us today and you see the senior citizens, you know, they're incapacitated. They're in nursing homes. They're on antipsychotic drugs. They've been turned into zombies. These are the most noble people in society today. And in many cases, some of them are on 15 pharmaceutical drugs, just silenced so that they're easier to take care of in these nursing homes. And what kind of society have we become when we allow for this type of behavior to take place? It's unacceptable.
Well, totally freaking unacceptable, man. I mean, yeah. What I find very interesting is that people haven't actually noticed that it's there, right? Now, speaking of people who haven't been noticed, we have a caller on the line here at the moment, somebody who's chosen to remain unavailable, a private.
Oh, hey, Vinny, what's up? It's me, Jeff. First time caller, a long time listener. I really enjoy the show. Oh, yeah. By the way, I bought one of those new Blue Shield things that you sell a lot, and, you know, it's helped me with my virility, if you know what I'm saying. The missus really enjoys what it's done with my body.
Oh, absolutely. They are, especially the plug-in Blue Shield, huh?
Yes, the plug. Well, my wife's been using a plug-in since I've been kind of incapacitated in the bedroom, if you know what I'm saying. So
You would definitely benefit from a portable yourself.
Yes, I've been using the Blue Shield since 1982, and I've noticed a difference. I even got an extra vein going, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways, the dog sounds kind of hot. What's her name again?
Okay. So, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How did you wake up to the New World Order?
Oh, well, once I started, taking these here these pills for my prostate, I realized there had to be a better way. That's
righto.
It. Nothing special. Yeah.
Yeah. Pam, any comments?
I don't have anything to say to that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Pam, look, me and my wife got an open relationship, if you're interested.
This is, I think this might be Louis B.
Is it Louis B? Could it be?
Yeah, exactly. Whenever somebody gets called out on something, when they respond by repeating what you just asked them, it means that it's in the affirmative response. So it is Louis B, because he says, is it Louis B?
Could it be me calling in being a wise ass on the show?
Well, could it be Louis B?
Yes. I'm glad I stayed out of that one.
Yeah.
Hey, you could you always have an open invitation, Pam. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So, yes, you requested my presence.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were just kind of like thought about taking callers and stuff like that, and we kind of want to make a bit of a mishmash here. And then Pam arrived, and we're talking about cruising off into some kind of pandemic-type stage of awareness.
Yeah, and, I know. Pam makes, like, horrible crap sound, like, really sexy. I swear to God, I mean, can you talk about transhumanism nice and slow with a little, like, smokiness to your voice? Like... They want to put microchips.
Sorry, I just can't keep up with you. My goodness.
That's what they all say, sweetheart. That's what they all say.
Yeah, I think you better market that Blue Shield. I'm telling you, you make millions.
Yeah. And I'll make it. I'll make a new music track for it, so the bass line is much lower. You know.
I kind of like that beat.
Yeah,
where you got that
from?
Calypso.
No, but what if it was more like do 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 do?
Hi, this is Jack Blood from Blue Shield. There you go.
Do 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 do. I think it works. I think it works.
Yeah. Either that or have. Why don't you have Pam doing doing the read, and also have a track of her moaning in the background. I'll buy one. She laughs, but, you know, sex sells. Got to make it sexy.
So Bernays says.
Yes. What?
Edward Bernays. In fact,
yes, it would be.
Propaganda. Edward Bernays actually wrote this book, right, called Propaganda. And one time, like while he was still alive, he goes on the Letterman show, and David Letterman says, Dr. Edward Bernays. And Bernays sits down and he says, well, now that you've called me doctor, everybody's listening. All right. And he had this old famous quote that if you call somebody a doctor, right, suddenly they've got this instant respect, okay? Everybody listens to them, they've got this credibility, and you know the problem is they have just as much credibility as the average person can have, because
even real intelligent people
don't know what they're talking about sometimes.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Vinny, because I'm changing my name from Louis B to Dr. Mengele.
Dr. Mengele?
Yes.
Hey! So you're the doctor that mangles his patients, Dr. Mengele. I like it. I mean, it's very striking.
No. The Dr. Mengele that...
Would you be Dr. Louis Mengele?
I guess, yes. Yes, grandson of Dr. Mengele, the person that experimented on the Jews.
Dr. Mengele Jews. Okay.
Joseph Mengele.
Joseph Mengele. Hey, well, you know, it's interesting how funny your names are. We indeed have another caller, and I believe he might be calling us in from New Zealand.
Oh.
New Zealand caller, are you there?
I'm here, Mr. News. This is your somewhat fabulous producer of your own show actually calling in from another household. Woo!
Oh, how interesting. Welcome to the Vinny Eastwood Show.
Hey, listen,
Mitch?
Pam, thank you.
Is that
you.
Mitch? Oh, that's
yeah,
Mitch.
It's me.
Yeah.
Pam, I just wanted to thank you for all the work that you do. I must tell you that your book about addiction, I mean, there's so many people in America that must be addicted to these big pharma drugs.
Well, that's true. In fact, the pharmaceutical drugs are actually killing more people than the street drugs. And, you know, the problem is getting worse. It's not getting any better. The numbers have been published. There are concerned researchers out there that are trying to do something about this. But unfortunately, you know, people keep showing up and they doctor shop. And a lot of the drugs they're targeting, of course, would be the opiates. And, it's just a terrible, terrible situation. We have history back in the 1800s where you see the opiates and the cocaine and the cannabis, and you see all of these drugs being used in the 1800s. And even in the 1800s, they saw problems with addictive drugs, even though they were being legally dispensed at the time. And people were, addicted in the streets or doing whatever they were doing. And a lot of even middle-class housewives were addicted. Then, even with that history there, it's like we never learned a bloody thing. You know, we keep almost devolving in terms of our awareness around the devastating nature of these drugs. It just boggles my mind to see that we've had this devastation going on for over 100 years in the pharmaceutical industry, and it still persists today. And I get people all the time who call me up, and they're on benzodiazepines, for example. And when benzos are the toughest drugs to get people off. And right in the literature, right in their own documentation, they say you should not take that drug for more than 2 weeks, or this class of drugs, for more than 2 weeks at a time. And I have people who call me up, and their doctors have been prescribing that class of drugs to them for years. And these people can barely work. They can barely leave their homes. They are just mentally, emotionally crippled because of those drugs.
And today, in order to cope with your addiction to opiates, you vote for the person who gives you the most hopiates. Barack H. O'Berry. We'll be right back after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers manufacturers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom. Freedom. American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Uh-oh. Feed Wayne rappers, but I've never been edible. I'm a cracker, not a vegetable, fed to an extraterrestrial. The beat is so electrical, it'll pump your heart ventricles, but I bet you will eject it if I start getting intellectual. I am not yet credible, so until I can say I'm credible, I'll say that I'm incredible, respectable, and professional. Do you read me? Am I legible? It's time to get down to the question of eventually will the corruption in the government lead to the collapse of us? Lead to the collapse of us.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show that's all about the eventual collapse that'll leave everybody in doom, misery, darkness, and horror, and in terror, and, you know, fake pandemics and, like, destruction and whatnot with the badness and the scariness. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you will go friggin' nuts. My very special guest is Pam Killeen, and we're also joined by my somewhat fabulous producer, Mr. Mitch Santel. Mitch, welcome back.
Hey, Mitch, are you there?
He's missed his cue. Never mind. Pam, welcome back to you then.
Anyway, it's good to be back.
It's always
great to be here.
It's a false pandemic neighborhood, you know.
Oh, listen, I mean, anytime. Have you ever just seen the movie Mission Impossible 2 with Tom Cruise about the fake pandemic? And so it was the pharmaceutical company that had the plague and had the cure at the same time. If you haven't seen the movie, or, you know, if you saw it and wasn't thinking about some of these, if you weren't thinking about some of these ideas back then, you do want to see that movie again, because I'm telling you, it was right in our faces on that big screen, you know, almost exactly how the pharmaceutical companies operate. You know, they create the disease and have the cure. Whether the plague is real or not is not the point. It's the sensationalization. It's the belief. It's the scaring that they use in order to manipulate us. And the CDC online, I had a copy of this PowerPoint presentation, and it shows that in order to get people to line up for their seasonal flu vaccine, that the part of the recipe includes inducing fear and anxiety in the masses in order to get them to line up. And that's right in the CDC's material. So we know that that's part of the manipulation, and it's very intentional. And it has very, very little obvious, you know, there's very little truth behind it, because we haven't seen a lot of infectious diseases of late. We see infectious diseases in third world countries where they don't have flush toilets, where they don't have clean water, you know, where they're in those countries, that's a problem. But since we have invented all of these things, flush toilets, since we've had chlorinated and filtered water, since we've got the horses off the street and therefore the manure off the street, replace those horses with cars, which isn't necessarily a good thing. But at least all of these things have reduced infectious diseases to the point where they almost don't exist anymore. We have about 6% of the population that dies from infectious diseases. And usually these are people who are immunocompromised. These are usually people who are already relatively sick in the first place. So, you know, we don't need vaccines. We don't need their drugs right now. We've done a really good job at modifying these things. I shouldn't say we don't need all their drugs. I mean, I do see a place for antibiotics and so on if obviously there's some sort of immediate infection that needs to be taken care of. But as far as using vaccines to prevent infection, that is, I mean, it's just so antiquated, yet it's still part of over 90% of the mindset today. Over 90% of the people still believe that vaccines are a good thing. And even at that high number, gradually we're chiseling down that number. Gradually, every year, fewer and fewer people are lining up for their vaccines.
Well, that's good things, because when I drive around in my car and listen to the talk radio, in between the talking is advertising. And they're advertising that, oh, the flu might get you, go get your jabs. And they're free for if you're a black person, or if you're not white, they're free. And in fact, we'll give you even more than one. We'll give you like two or three, and we'll give them to your children too. And all I'm sitting there in this car, kind of like, well, this is of course my perception of what they're saying, because what they say is, oh, we're just doing it in low decile areas. And to that, I think about what the composition of the low decile areas are, and they're all the kinds of people that are like the unwashed masses, those disgusting people. You know, if you were basically like a Nazi eugenicist, that would be your mindset. And as far as I'm concerned, if you take the assumption of Nazi eugenics with modern healthcare, you're correct most of the time. It's unfortunate but true.
Well, listen, I mean, what they're doing, and you mentioned Edward Bernays a little while ago, you know, we really enjoy feeling protected as the human species. We enjoy that feeling of protection. We want to look to these experts for protection. And we don't want to believe, for the most part anyway, we don't want to believe that they would lie to us or deceive us. And so that's part of this this problem that we've fallen into, where, you know, we look to these people almost as if they're gods, but really, so many times over, they're compromised by the companies that they represent. And that includes our governments. I mean, the governments are basically just working for industry. They're there to protect industry, and they're not protecting the people. And this is why go ahead.
It's like a closed circuit protection racket, right? Once you go in, you go round the circuit, you go through the media, through the business, through the politics, through the media, through the business, through the politics, through the politics, through the business, through the media, and through the media, through the business, through the politics. It's a revolving freaking door.
Right.
And there's no end to it.
Well, and that's it. And if people believe that these individuals, these experts, these officials are there to protect us, I mean, they may as well believe in Santa Claus. They are really too trustworthy for their own good. And the results of this trust, of course, are in, if you look around us today and you see how sick we are and how sick our children are, this is the result of us trusting these powers that be. They are not at all interested in our health or well-being. And I see this all the time. I do a lot of radio shows, even local radio shows. The media tries to ignore me, but I have a friendly host, a local mainstream radio show host who has me on. He's brave enough to have me on the show. And even though I've been on this radio station for 6 years, the local media won't even talk to me. The local papers, the TV station, they won't talk to me. They won't review my book. Nothing. I get nothing from them. Even though I hosted, like you had in New Zealand, you had the fluoride meeting, that very successful meeting you had in New Zealand. We had a very successful meeting here in London, Ontario. I hosted the event, and they didn't even mention my name in the media. So they don't like what I'm doing. I get on the radio. I bring on experts. I bring on people who, scientists who are fighting back. And that's the good news. You know, Vinny, there are scientists out there today, more and more of them, who are rebelling against this pressure that's coming up because of industry not wanting the truth to get out.
Yeah.
You've had some of them.
I was going to say something about the gullibility of the populations today. I mean, it's not their fault to a large extent, really, is it? I mean, it's inevitable. With this much influence through all your coursing through your bloodstream and your food supply and in the media and all of that kind of crap, it's practically inevitable that people wind up being up each other's throats and believe in things like Father Christmas. You know, like Barack Obama is like the modern day version of frickin' Santa Claus, except instead of saying ho ho ho, he's saying hope hope hope. You know, and people believe it. Because mm-hmm. But instead of wearing a red fluffy suit like Coca-Cola drafted him in the original 1900 advertisements,
right?
He's wearing a little blue tie that the Masonic ritual came up with.
Yeah. Well, you know, they know how to make us look at them. They use the colors, they use the wardrobe, they use the rhetoric, they use everything in order to make us trust them. And, you know, what Edward Bernays crafted was basically this this propaganda, this public relations that made it so that we would bow down to these people, that they tapped into our very irrational side of the brain, this very, you know, this brain that actually surrenders to a lot of those ideas. And I don't know if you remember that. You've seen the documentary, The Century of the Self, I think, eh, Vinny, they outline the history of Edward Bernays and propaganda. It's a fantastic documentary. But throughout the documentary, they talk a lot about this irrational side of the brain, you know, that, you know, as consumers tend to be very irrational, you know, that the human being tends to be very irrational. We make decisions sometimes, you know, that are very, very almost dangerous decisions. And we've seen this time and time again in the United States, where they're spending beyond their means. And now the whole country has, you know, that's been on this shopping spree for decades now. Look at the state of that country. I mean, they're basically I'd say they are bankrupt, but, you know, not technically, but I say they are bankrupt as a nation. So yeah, individuals and...
And that's why a lot of people choose to leave it, like my producer who's managed to call us back. Mitch, are you there?
Mitch,
are you there?
You mystery man.
No worries. Wanted to share a quick story before we go to break. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Here's an example of how Big Pharma really messes people up. So, Pam, there's a woman who has epileptic seizures, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's taking a big pharmaceutical drug. She ends up having three children. Each child is born autistic from the pharmaceutical drug she was taking to eliminate the seizures, but they never told her.
Oh my God. So there was no warning on the label, obviously.
Nope. Well, Vinny, I'm going to let you and Pam go on with your amazing interview while I just relax and enjoy the fluoridated drugs.
All right.
Put your, don't
broadcasting
take a load
off.
Yeah.
Live from the future, from the fabulous fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, and the slave-chained nations in the South Slave Pacific, you're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Pam Killeen, and we'll be right back after the break.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The caller number is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. Pam Killeen is my guest. She co-authored a book with Dr. Moikola called The Great Bird Flu Hoax. Pam, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Lovely and nice pleasure and whatnot, you know. I'm just trying to be smooth. Sorry, I failed relatively miserably. So, when I think about the healthcare system, the first thing that comes to mind of recent times is the New Zealand Ministry of Health admitting that it's the third leading cause of death in New Zealand.
Well, you know, there are, you know, in the United States, there's a range of different numbers saying that, you know, the pharmaceutical drugs are killing, are the number one killer, or some people say it's the number three killer. Regardless of that, you know, regardless of where the numbers are at, it's unacceptable that so many people are dying because they're taking a drug, a legally regulated drug. You know, it's craziness. This is what we have with our healthcare system, of course, is not a healthcare system. It's a disease management system. It's not about your health at all. And I think if people could actually understand that, then they would actually know, okay, we have to look to other answers. The answer is, of course, looking in the area of nutrition. Because sadly, you know, the nutritional information that's coming from our governments is actually what's making us sick, right? So you have the government and you have big food and then you have big pharma, and all these people basically are creating this mess that we're in today. And then you have activists like you and me and so many other people that I know out there that are working at a grassroots level one by one to teach and educate people about what a healthy diet really is, how damaging and dangerous pharmaceutical drugs really are. I mean, you have in New Zealand, you have the direct-to-consumer advertising. It's the United States and New Zealand are the only two countries that I know of where you're allowed to have the direct-to-consumer advertising. And under the premise that these commercials were allowed in the first place was that they would help improve mankind, that they would help improve the health of the population in the countries where they were being aired. And since since they've obviously been airing, in New Zealand, you're sicker, and in the United States, the people there are much sicker. So, my goodness.
Well, what I found most interesting was that New Zealand became the youth suicide capital of the world.
Well, and that's a side effect of the antidepressant drugs, unfortunately. You know, mm-hmm. they use that campaign to scare people into thinking they need to go into psychiatry and take these mind benders. When you actually look at a lot of the side effects of the drugs, a lot of these people are taking antidepressant drugs in the first place, and suicidal and homicidal thoughts are a side effect of using these drugs. And so within that population, yeah, I can see increases in suicide, but it's no reason to use that fear-mongering in order to control our children in the schools. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to go into our schools and test our children to see whether or not they may have suicidal thoughts. And, you know, the buck stops there. You have got to stop the pharmaceutical industry from getting into the schools to exploit our children with this. And I know in the United States, there's a program called Teen Screen that is funded by companies like Eli Lilly, where they go into schools and they survey children and ask them, you know, do you ever feel self-conscious when you talk in front of a room full of people? You know, they ask the most absurd questions that a child could easily say yes to. And this is supposed to basically diagnose them with some sort of mental disorder, which would then inevitably put them on a psychiatric drug. It's a big money-making venture. And I know that there's a lot of activism to stop this type of influence in the school. I don't know if you have it going on in New Zealand, Vinny, but if you do, that's something you probably want to try and look at and try and stop, because, I mean, this is just going to cripple our children even more. I mean, these drugs this is what drugs do, is they damage an already damaged brain. And it's not solving anything by putting these children on drugs. What would solve the problem, if they are experiencing mood disorders, of course, or learning disabilities, would be to get them on real nutrition. And that's not what's happening.
It's never been the plan to make the children healthy. Healthy children don't need you to sell them anything.
Well, that's it. I mean, if we were healthy and happy, a lot of people would be out of jobs, wouldn't they?
Here's the ultimate question then. How many people are employed to make people sick?
Into the millions, easily into the millions.
Okay.
We have useful fools from every level, Vinny. Useful fools at every level. Whether it's the pharmaceutical drug reps, whether it's the researchers at the universities, or whether it's the regulators at the government. These are all useful fools.
Aren't we all useful fools? Like, here's the thing. You can go into any organization, doesn't matter how good you are, you're always fulfilling some kind of a cog in the machine of some nasty kind of crap that's going down. You know what I'm saying? It's really kind of freaky. We've all been made to be used our entire life without even realizing it.
Right, and people need to second guess. People need to, if you're hearing information, whether it's, even if it's from me, you need to go out and look and find the answer on your own. Don't believe me. Don't believe your doctor. Don't believe the experts spewing out all that propaganda on television. You need to find out for yourself. And that's what I had to do in order to get my health back. I listened to a lot of BS for a long time. You know, a lot of people made me a lot of false promises while I was sick and said, Pam, if you do this, you're going to get healthy. And I believed it. I went 12 years through that battle of trying all sorts of different supplements and diets. And unfortunately, most of what I decided to do made me sicker. And so that's what made me really discerning. That's why I just dive into information, you know, like a pit bull. I go after information because I refuse to be lied to again.
You know what? That's kind of exactly what happened to me, you know, just refuse to be lied to again. And more to the point, you refuse to participate in the lie.
Right.
And as a result, sometimes you get cut off from your income, don't you?
Oh, yeah. it's easier to believe the lie than it is to believe the truth. And that's how they've designed it. And that's how it's sold to us. You know, it's so easy to believe that all I need to do is take a pill to be healthy. Isn't that easy to believe, Vinny? Boy, that's easy.
Yeah.
Isn't that easy?
Yeah.
Right?
It sounds like friggin' magic is what it is.
And that's how I live under socialized medicine, of course. And this is how people have been brainwashed. They think, oh, I can go to my doctor. I can get this, you know, panacea of a drug and it's going to take care of me and it's free because I'm in socialized healthcare and that's all I really need to do to be healthy. And unfortunately, of course, the drug has all these terrible side effects. It's basically a poison. And I don't care what the price of the poison is. I don't care if it's free. Poison, even when it's free, can never be good for you. So, you know, but people just keep lining up for these drugs, never second guessing the experts and looking for that very easy solution, the silver bullet that will distract them from even questioning their diet.
And if they're not sick enough to want the poison that'll cure them, they'll go out and look for poisons that'll make them sick. Like, Sarah, energy drinks, for example. You can sell a can of poison at this point. Okay, no, seriously. A black can that says poison on it. It has a skull and crossbones. People will buy it. And they will drink it. And they will like it. Especially if you have a warning label that says, caution, may cause premature death or other unknown side effects.
Yeah, or use this cell phone. Don't worry about the brain tumor. Don't worry about the brain tumor, but use this cell phone and people will still buy them. Yeah. Yeah. Or not
Indeed.
Take precautions.
I heard somewhere that there's in the little pullout for like the warning labels or whatever the heck on your cell phones, it says, don't keep the cell phone within a few centimeters of your body at all times. You know, like, for example, you can't come within 3 centimeters of your cell phone.
Mm-hmm. There are warnings now. Yeah, people aren't even abiding. They're not abiding by the warnings even.
Well, how do you use something that you can't freaking touch?
Yeah, well, people, they want it easy. I just started watching a documentary tonight, and they were picking on hydrogenated fats, and the filmmaker went out into the crowds and asked people, you know, would you know what hydrogenation is? Nobody knew what it was. And he's a nurse. This filmmaker is a nurse. And every day they see the effects of the hydrogenated fats in the hospital, on the hospital beds, every single day with all this heart disease, right? And he, as a nurse, he started questioning what on earth are these hydrogenated fats? And within the hospital, not a single person knew. And, you know, yet these are the foods, you know, about 70% of the foods in the grocery store in the middle aisles probably contain some very rancid, very toxic oil, possibly hydrogenated, that is causing all sorts of heart problems and other diseases as well. I mean, these are newfangled foods. There's no historical precedence for these foods. There's no history there to show that they can actually sustain the human race. And from what we've seen in this massive, massive food experiment over the last 100 years, clearly these foods are not going to sustain humans.
Are you thinking? For a moment, right,
mm-hmm.
that almost everything has been purposely poisoned very, very slowly. Slowly enough so that people don't actually notice that they're being poisoned until it's already too late. It's the very definition of a soft kill weapon.
Right. Well, the founding, you know, that when they started using food additives, 100 plus years ago, things like sodium benzoate, for example, there was the founding father of what is now the FDA actually had really, really good intentions at the time. And what he did was he hired, about 20 young men to join what was called the poison squad. So he had a poison squad, and these 20 or so men would show up every day at the government offices in Washington, D.C., and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they didn't know if their food was tainted. They didn't know if they had a specific food additive in their meals. And what the researchers were doing at the time is monitoring to see, you know, if these men got sick, because they would know which foods had the food additives in there. And it, very commonly, these young men ended up with, you know, some form of nausea or headaches or whatever, and they were getting sick from the given additives in the food at the time. And, of course, keep in mind the number of additives that they would have had around, 100 years ago are nowhere near the numbers we see today. So can you imagine, they knew 100 years ago that these food additives made us sick, yet the government did absolutely nothing to axe that campaign to stop these highly processed foods from hitting our marketplace. And since World War II, of course, it's just been a free-for-all. There are thousands of food additives in our food supply today, especially in those foods in the middle aisles of a grocery store, which is really what I tell people. Just stay, if you want to try to be healthy, at least stay away from those middle aisles in the grocery store.
You know what? That's funny. They've tried to keep all the healthy things towards the outside.
Well, you know, I mean, but also keep in mind, when I walk into a grocery store here in Canada, I can't see the healthy food. The middle aisles, they're blocking me from seeing the eggs, the dairy, the meat, you know, they're blocking. I mean, unfortunately, yes, they are the factory farm versions, but I can't see them.
You can't see them, and not to mention, if you did see them and went over to them, you wouldn't be able to find out precisely where they came from, what additives they've got in them, and whether or not they've been irradiated or goodness knows heavens what have you. I mean, the thing, labeling, okay? You can pick up practically anything now, and you don't have a freaking clue what's in it. Like, people goes, oh, it's got natural flavors in it. Do you know what natural flavors are? Completely artificial flavors that are based on natural things that have been synthesized into a freaking number. Okay? Yeah. That's not nothing natural. It is unnatural as it comes. All right? Cyanide's natural. Do you sprinkle it on your chips? No, you don't.
Well, you know, and who allows for this to happen? The government allows. I mean, think about the MSG and the aspartame. I mean, there's enough research out there to show us that these are not healthy to ingest, and yet they're in thousands and thousands and thousands of our foods. I mean, it's just, this is just plain evidence.
What's more apt is a question. There's not what foods is like bad stuff in, but what foods have not been contaminated by bad stuff at the moment.
We're focusing on the problem. The solution, of course, is to find a local farmer who can produce healthy food for you.
That's another question as well. What about his soil? Has his soil been contaminated? Here in New Zealand, apparently, when we get all the fracking sludge, like when we got oil and tar and dirt and chunked up rock and stuff like that mixed up, they then just toss it on the land and then put soil over it. And then 2 years later, they let people graze their cows. You know, it's just like everything's being contaminated. And even the people who think that their soil is good might not be. And the water streams are very, very scary indeed. There's so much effluent. I mean, people can't swim in it without getting sick. Like, it's almost as if this entire world is becoming one big toxic frickin' dump wasteland. And there's no way to feed yourself without being part of the poison food chain.
Hey, Vinny, you're going to have people starve to death if you're not careful. You scare people off the food supply like that. I agree with you. I agree with you. But I think what people need to do is just do the best they can with what they have available to them, right? I mean, I've just seen so many people almost starve to death because they're afraid to eat eggs, or they're afraid to eat red meat, or they're afraid to eat, you know, butter or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of problems with our food supply, but I tell everybody, you know what? Everybody's got their comfort zones. Everybody's got different access to different types of farmers and different grocery stores and so on and so forth. So you just do the best you can.
My perspective's a little bit different. My perspective is everybody's got to eat, so to hell with it. Eat whatever you want, because it's all freaking poison anyway.
Well, in my book, Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, I have to talk about the foods that actually feed the brain. So maybe we can talk about that.
You're listening to The Vinny Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
I got some so-called friends. My right to my face, all when my back is turned.
When my back is turned, they put some poison in my face. And they bury me without a trace, along with about 6 million odd other people. Welcome back to the most genocidal 2 hours of talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And my very special guest, Pam Killeen, joining me. And we have a caller, area code 812. What's your name there? Welcome to the show.
My name is Sid. I'm in Indiana there, Vinny.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing, Sid?
Just fine. I'm a friend of CFR's.
Welcome to the show, bro. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to your guests, and I've been finding her fascinating. I don't have a lot on my mind today. I've been sitting here out on my porch enjoying an unusually cool August day. The weather has been so odd, my friend.
You're not far from me, really. I'm in London, Ontario. I used to live in the Midwest, so I drove through Indiana quite a bit.
I've got many friends up in Canada, and I just love the Canadians. They're fun people. They've got a good attitude.
Well, and we live longer than Americans, too.
Even with all the chemtrails they're hitting you with?
I hear you. No, I mean, as much as we criticize our healthcare systems in Canada, we spend half as much on healthcare as you do in the United States, and we actually are healthier than Americans.
Well, you know, honey, for the last year, I haven't spent anything on healthcare. You know why? I'm not going.
Yeah, good for you.
That's well, they lie to us, so I just refuse to go.
Yeah. That's funny, you know. You see all these people are like, no, I'm not going to go to the doctor. They're butchers. And everybody's like, oh, those people are just foolish. You know, they don't listen to science and reason. And those people wind up going to the doctors and getting prescribed drugs that wind up killing themselves.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been growing my own food, Vinny, for, 23 years now. And I literally had my own Angus beef cattle herd. And I've been growing my own vegetables and fruits. And, of course, you know, they've been trying to make it harder and harder on us, you know, You know, and then with the radiation in the northern hemisphere now, you can't really tell if what you're doing is helping you or not.
Can you get some raw milk where you're at? Do you have access to
well,
a milk farm?
Well, you can right now, but, you know, they're also making that harder and harder as they go after the raw milk producers with their guns drawn.
They just did another raid, eh?
Yes, I know.
They did another raid out in California, yeah.
Yeah, and the funny thing is the hidden cameras with the men with their guns drawn on the milk producers. Oh, my God. What are they going to do? Throw cans of milk at these guys?
You know what's even funnier?
No. Because they must look incredibly intimidating with their milk mustache.
Yeah. That's funny, Vinny. All the people there with milk mustaches must absolutely look like terrorists.
I mean, seriously, yeah. Man, it's more of a dead giveaway than an Osama bin Laden beard, surely.
Have you been drinking the milk?
Obviously, these people are up to no good.
Yes, they've got milk mustaches.
Hey, listen, you know, the farmer here in Ontario that had his farm raided back in, I think it was 2006, Michael Schmidt, he's a friend of mine, you know, they showed up with 20 armed officers on his farm.
I read the story, I think.
Yeah, and they had the biological suits on, you know, when they were going into the chicken barns, covered up with these blue space age, you know, biological suits. And then as they were stepping into the barn, there was a tray where they soaked their feet in some sort of disinfectant before they went into the chicken barn. I mean, it was comical.
Well, you know, they've got to have these agents that have IQs under 60.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you're going into illegal milk production facility, and it can kill you. So we need you to protect yourselves because we love you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if you see the Milky Bar kid, she's working for Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, and anybody who has a milk mustache, stay away from them. They're contaminated.
Absolutely. they may attempt to tie you to railway tracks.
And stay away from their spit.
Oh, listen, it's you know, when we were in court with Michael a couple of years ago now, and the public health officials were there, Michael shook the hands of these people. He went up and purposefully shook every uh-huh. one of their hands, right? And during the case, he said, well, if you think, and of course they go on and on and on during the case about saying, you know, people who drink raw milk are at risk for spreading diseases, right? And he said to them, in right in front of the judge, he looked at them and said, well, why did you shake my hand then? You didn't have any problem shaking my hand.
Did they all look at their hands then? All in unison?
Jeez. I mean, he just nailed them. I mean, there's such hypocrisy.
Well, it's not just hypocrisy, it's lunacy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we all are terrorists. We all believe in good food.
Right, and we challenge the bottom line to big food. I mean, as long as we're challenging their bottom line.
Is lunacy a different form of government, kind of like democracy?
Yeah. Hail to lunacy, da-da-da-da-da-da. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've been told never to sing on air.
I can just imagine some protesters mindlessly chanting, we want our lunacy back! We want our lunacy back!
Well, you know, if up is down now and left is right, maybe we should want lunacy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if anything, it'd be an improvement, because then everybody would know that it's freaking crazy!
Right, exactly. Now, you'll see, now we might be getting someplace. You know, maybe we should be getting back to sanity, but I don't even want to go there, do I?
No. Oh. Well, see, what we should do, in order to corner the most votes in the next election, let's start the apathy party, okay? We will have a landslide victory of all those people who just don't give an F or vote.
Can I be the American delegate?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You could be the apathy treasurer.
Hey, no. No. No, I don't want to be the treasurer. No.
Copious quantities of trillions of dollars, like, you don't give an F.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Look, if I'm in that party, nobody should ever expect me to really give an F, should they?
Well, you know, I presume that's not entirely different from if you're in the Republicans or the Democrats or the Labour Party or the Liberal Democrats.
You're just being upfront. Yeah.
Or a communist manifesto type puppets.
We shall steal your money. Hey, Vinny, I just wanted to say hello and thank you for your time in Skype. I appreciate it. And I hope to be able to talk to you at length at another time. But I wanted to thank you for your show. Guy, it's your sense of humor is priceless, and a good giggle is good medicine, my friend.
Well, I need all the medicine I can get at the moment. And thank you very much for giving me your lovely dose of hopiates for today.
And by the way, my offer of tossing you tomatoes still stands.
All right. Let's see if we can get some done by U.S. Postal Service.
Let's hope rather than tossing you one, huh?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Just toss one at a state trooper for me. How's that?
As long as he doesn't see me.
Yeah, exactly. Or just you know, blame Vinny. Okay, this is
Vinny,
a great part of the show.
Vinny, can you see the news story? Man shot and killed for tomato. You know, tossing a tomato at state trooper.
Yeah, and we'll break the story right here on the Vinny Eastwood show.
I was scared for my life. Says
when it happened,
state trooper was fearful for his life.
Yeah, absolutely. The state trooper allegedly had family connections to the Heinz Corporation.
You are riot, my friend. Well, look, go back to your guest, and I hope I added something good to your show.
You did indeed. Thanks very much.
God bless.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. What a lovely fellow.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'd want to get some of his Angus beef, though. I'll bet you it's grass-fed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure with all of the amount of tomatoes going through airports and stuff like that might be a little bit difficult because as far as I know, there's some very, very saucy TSA agents at work in the continental US at the moment.
Very saucy. I like that. I like that. Going from tomatoes to being saucy. Very good.
Indeed. And they're probably all, and they also, just like the sauciness, contain a lot of high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, God, there you go. Talk about being deadly.
And they're probably out of their minds. I found it something interesting the other day is that the way the liver reacts to ethanol, alcohol, basically, and the type of damage that it does to it is very, very similar to the way your body manufactures and deals with fructose.
Fructose, that's right. When they're consuming too much fructose, even eating too much fruit, not just high fructose corn syrup, but even those who eat too much fruit can end up with fatty liver disease and can have, and if it progresses, of course, it ends up looking like, an alcoholic's liver. So you're absolutely right. So this is why you shouldn't eat too much fruit. It's not that terribly healthy. You want to have maybe fruit seasonally and in absolute moderation. But the processed high fructose corn syrup, you absolutely want to stay away from that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't want to touch it at all. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day and they go, oh, I don't drink alcohol. I just drink juice instead. And I say, well, that's just alcohol without the buzz. Drink up, love. Mm-hmm. you may as well enjoy yourself.
Yeah, really. No, it's true. I mean, now these kids in their teens, when they die through accidents or whatever, and they're doing autopsies on these children, I've read numbers that up to about 20% of these kids have signs of fatty liver disease, which basically means they're on their way to cirrhosis of the liver, like an alcoholic would be. And they're not drinking; they're consuming these fruit drinks or these Gatorades or what have you. It's you don't have to drink alcohol to have a bad liver.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I say, why should you bother? You know, somebody's going to go, oh, well, I'm going to take some juice because it's good for my health. Really? Okay, I'm going to have a beer. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now we're back on to addiction. There we go, full circle.
See, and we all suffer from something, don't we?
Well, you know, man, since the dawn of civilization, has always been curious about what happens when he, you know, alters his mind state. So since the dawn of civilization, we've been using mood-altering drugs, whether it's mushrooms or whatever. But the problem is today that we're not just using these drugs, we're abusing these drugs in droves. And that's, you know, my book is not about, oh, you know, be puritanical, don't use drugs. That's not my stance at all. You know, there's a big difference between using and abusing. And I don't think that ever in the history of mankind have we seen so much addiction as what we're seeing today. It's not just that we have this bad mood epidemic where people are grumpy and irritable and tired and can't sleep, and so they need to self-medicate. It's that we have many, many more things to become addicted to. So essentially what we have is the perfect storm for this addiction epidemic. And of course, every age group is vulnerable to this addiction epidemic, but the most vulnerable, of course, are our children. And the children, what are they seeing? They're seeing their parents and their grandparents with their medicine cabinets full. They're seeing their mentors basically turn to drugs to improve their mental state. And that's a dangerous message to send to children, especially when 20% of our children today during their childhood are being diagnosed with a mental disorder. So they're mentally...
Which is all made up crap anyway, because they just have a crap diet.
Well, it's a crap diet. I mean, it's one thing for people to be skeptical of that figure. You know, it could be an exaggerated figure simply to...
I'm not talking about the figure. I'm talking about the concept of a mental disorder in the first place. They're just reacting to having a bad diet that produces the behavior. It's no mental disorder. There's nothing genetic about it. They're just hyped up on sugar, can't freaking concentrate. So why do you label them with something and then try to dope them up with drugs? Because you can.
Right. It's just that's where we said earlier, the truth is really simple, right? It's easier to believe the truth. It's easier to believe what they perceive to be the truth than it is to believe the lie, because it's easier for teachers, it's easier for parents. And all they want to do is basically just silence that child and stop that child from climbing the walls and making their lives more difficult.
Not to mention the fact that you can't package the truth in a way that's more acceptable. That's the thing. A lie can be packaged and wrapped and molded and made to be very easily acceptable. A truth is often right between the eyes, and there's no two ways about it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's why it's so much harder to believe the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I did an experiment a couple of years ago, and I teach a class called How to Fix a Broken Brain, and I adapted that class and I changed it to the title Nutritional Solutions for ADD and ADHD. I just wanted to see what would happen. And you know, I had just a handful of people who showed up at that class, just a handful. And I thought to myself, it showed me just how little people are willing to do to fix this problem that we're seeing with our children today. It was a 4-hour class. It was a Saturday afternoon. But I thought to myself, if it were my child, I would be turning over every stone to look for a solution rather than put him on or her on Ritalin.
Well, never mind then. I'm sure everybody down at the local sanitation plant that can't filter out all the copious quantities of drugs that people are putting into their toilets every day won't agree with you, because they'll be too doped up. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. My very special guest, Pam Killeen. Now, healthcare. As far as I'm concerned, that's a three-syllable word. There's hell, the th, and the care. All right? All right? Because they put the hell in healthcare, just like some new Healthcare Canada reforms. What was this you were talking about over the break, Pam?
Oh, my goodness. Here we have Health Canada publishing a review of fluoride. They didn't do any hands-on research. They just did a review of fluoride.
What we call a hand job research, but go ahead.
Exactly. So they basically cherry-picked six individuals who were not really well qualified to publish this review. They were cherry picked because they were predominantly all pro fluoride. And they've been working on this review now for, I think, since 2007. In 2009, they opened the floor to public submissions. So Dr. Paul Connett, whom you know and you've interviewed and so on, and other very, very elite scientists submitted data to show that there were are definite risks involved with adding this fluoride to city water. And basically, Health Canada ignored all of their submissions. And these were submissions that showed the link between fluoride and lowered IQ and fluoride and thyroid problems, fluoride and cancer and, fluoride and osteosarcoma. All of these things, where the research has been published, were presented to this committee and ignored. And so essentially what we have here is a threat to democracy. It doesn't allow for any kind of encouragement from outside sources to come in and critique, six individuals working for the federal government, basically only going in with one stance, and that is this mantra that fluoride is safe and effective. So this review is bogus. It's basically a self-fulfilling prophecy. And people like Dr. Connett believe that the individual who cherry-picked these six individuals is Dr. Peter Cooney, who is our chief dental officer for Canada. And he was quoted recently at a seminar as saying that he wears two hats as working for the federal government of Canada and as a lobbyist for an industry group called the World Dental Federation, which basically is represented or sponsored by companies like Colgate, Palmolive, Johnson & Johnson, Unilever. And this is a group that also represents industry that manufactures and distributes mercury, okay? And so this, our chief dental officer here in Canada, working for the federal government, is also a lobbyist for this World Dental Federation. And at the same time, cherry-picking, six individuals to create this pro-fluoride review. And, I mean, I can't imagine how much they spent on this review, but it's totally bogus. And so Dr. Connett and others are asking for a full retraction of this report. And I've been on the radio. I've done two radio shows on this here in my hometown in London, Ontario, and the media has done absolutely nothing about it.
Have you noticed that whenever they've got some kind of report that they want to put out that the public don't want from the government, like, for example, in fact, I don't even need to provide an example. This is just the way it is, and it's the modus operandi 100% of the time. Government wants to do something, public don't want it, so they form this commission. And on that commission are a whole bunch of people who won't listen to any of the people who submit any questions or any research or anything like that. And then the government feels like everybody's had their say, and so we don't have to do anything other than what we already had planned anyway.
Yeah, and this is what these city politicians now are saying. Well, we don't need to dig any deeper into this. Health Canada says that fluoride is safe and effective. And so what it did for the activists, of course, is obviously we're enraged by it, but now we have a more difficult time talking to our city councilors because they're using this as their armor for saying, we haven't made any mistakes, that the fluoride needs to stay in there because these gods say it's okay.
Truly, it is scumbaggery in its purest form.
Well, and here's another side to the story. And there's a group out there actually asking our prime minister for Dr. Cooney's resignation. And it's because he's wearing two hats, and it's because he's, representing this industry group, the World Dental Federation.
Oh, no. I've got a better solution. Send him to the nut house.
He
should be spent the rest of his days sitting next to somebody who's crocheting something that isn't there.
No, I think he needs to have every tooth inserted with mercury, and I think he needs to be given fluoridated water the rest of his life.
We could
subject him to that.
No, you and I both don't believe in cruelty to animals, Pam. Come on. Why do we save him the trouble of being able to wear a hat at all, or just off with his head?
Off with his head. There you go. Anyway, but there's a movement going on right now where, countries are looking to ban mercury, not just because of the light bulb issue, but because obviously you don't want it in your mouth, right? They tell us don't eat fish contaminated with mercury, but it's for some crazy reason they think it's okay to have been putting it in our mouth for all these decades, right? And now though, thanks to some activism, people are starting to catch on to this, and the United Nations, the U.S. government, and the Canadian governments are all taking their own initiatives to ban mercury. So this is good news, right? This is very good news. But here we have our chief dental officer taking the opposite stance from the federal government for whom he works. So you see the blatant conflict of interest that's at large there.
South Park was right the whole time. Blame Canada.
Yes, yes, yes. We're such evildoers here in the cold and snowy north. Which this summer, speaking of climate change, I mean, this summer has been horrifically hot. We had a terrible cold winter, and now this super, super hot summer. It's been very uncomfortable.
Well, get used to it. That's going to be, as far as I'm concerned, that's going to be normality from now on, you know, because the North Atlantic current shut down.
Well, as long as they keep spraying that aluminum in the sky, I mean, who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, so not only will you have crappy weather, but you'll also have contaminated food. Isn't that nice? But, there is an upside to this. You get Alzheimer's and you won't remember how good it was.
Hey, did you know that they add aluminum to city water and copper as well, copper sulfate. So it's not just the fluoride that's the problem. I don't think a lot of people know they add copper and aluminum. I don't distract people from that. But
have you noticed their argument, Pam, is like, oh, it's only at one part per million, you know, water can kill you. It's just like, well, bro, okay, sure, it's one part per million, but they're putting in a million different chemicals.
Yeah, you should see when I do hair analysis in people, and I can see the aluminum, I can see the copper. I mean, it's definitely affecting people, because I'm dealing with people who have mood disorders. You know, you have to get rid of these heavy metals or you're not going to get them well. I know how serious the problem is. And believe me, it's because they're contaminating our water and our air and so on, that's one of the reasons why I'm so busy, you know. I mean, but I do. I have to work on people to get them to have enough energy so they can kick out these metals on their own. And that's one of the missing links. That's what a lot of people don't know how to do. And that's what I try to do with people, because I don't know how to stop this, all of this contamination. We're going to go one by one to get rid of the fluoride. But for the others, I mean, my God, it's another David and Goliath story.
Well, look at this. Like Muriel Watts, who's like a very good pesticide action lady here in New Zealand. She spent like some upwards of like nearly 20 years trying to get one chemical removed. And during that 20 years getting one chemical removed, another 50 or 60 chemicals have started to be used that are much worse.
Yeah. And there's something like 80,000 chemicals out there. And a handful have been tested by our governments, just a handful.
Yeah. You know? See, this is the thing. Outright banning and licensing for the use of chemicals everywhere should be mandatory, okay? Because here's the thing. When you contaminate something, it's basically contaminated, albeit pretty much for life. You know, that's the mentality. If you contaminate something, it's ruined forever, so you have to pay up forever, basically, for the damage that you've done. That's the way the law should be structured, to my mind, is that if somebody's being callous and using incredibly dangerous substances, which can destroy things forever, then what the hell is going on here? And this goes for the nuclear contamination as well through Fukushima. I mean, we're all Fukushima now.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously this type of influence can go international. But when you look at you know, even contaminants like phthalates and BPA. I don't know what's happening in New Zealand, but in the United States, of course, the government there, which is so corrupt, you know, they won't admit that bisphenol A is a dangerous chemical. Here in Canada, we just had some success where it's been labeled a toxic substance. But even at that, you know, I'm sure we still have thousands of products on the market that have bisphenol A. It's going to take some time, I think, before the phthalates are cleared out. I think most of the phthalates have been cleared out in Europe, in European consumer products. But, I mean, you're up against industry. You're up against the chemical associations. How do you fight these companies when they want to sell these petroleum-based products?
Well, just like every bit of competition would dictate,
they'll kick out their competition because they want to have total monopolistic control. And sure enough, they have. And pretty much anybody who opposes them will have a big uphill struggle. Thanks very much, Pam, for coming on the show here today, because you've got to keep on keeping on and keep a smile on your frickin' dial, because otherwise, hey, everything will stop, won't it? Everything's going to end. And to hell with that, man. I want to live, and I want to have some fun, even if I have to go into battle in order to earn it. Thanks, Pam, and we'll see
you
again sometime.
Thanks so much for having me on, Vinny. You take care of yourself, my dear.
Oh, I'll try. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.